The NFL draft is coming up. I am doing my very best to interview every potential player in that draft. I'm almost there. We are joined right now by a former University of Washington defensive back. He was a two-time Pac-12 first-teamer, an All-American. He allowed a total of two TDs in coverage in four seasons at Washington. A 2020 William V. Campbell Trophy finalist, MVP of the 2019 Las Vegas Bowl. The NFL draft gets underway next Thursday. Elijah Molden is my guest. Elijah, great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Jim, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, good to have you on. Really good to have you on. All right, so bring me up to date. I know you spent some time working out just down the road from where I am. In fact, not far from where I live with Les Spellman in Irvine. What have you taken away from your time with him, and what has he done for you?
Have you met Les before?
No, I have not, but I'd like to.
He's one of the best dudes I've ever met. Just real good people. I mean, really, he just taught me, like, how to run. You know what I mean? A lot of people... I mean, we run all the time, especially as athletes, but a lot of people don't know, like, the science behind it. And he's super backed up by data. So he really taught me how to run.
I like that. Elijah Molden is joining us. I like anybody who's an expert who's not far from where I am, and he is right down the road. Now, you weren't the only guy there. Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson were there as well. As a DB, and I know you pay attention to these things, what did you learn about them and their games while you were there?
Really just like kind of how they see the game from a different lens. You know what I mean? They're busy talking about, like, how, you know, ways to exploit the weaknesses of the defense. And then meanwhile, I'm on the defense trying to cover up those weaknesses and exploit the offensive weaknesses. So, I mean, it's just a, you know, the different side of the game, obviously. And I think especially like at that position, you know, you have to be confident, and all those guys are very confident.
Elijah Molden is joining us. I'm going to talk to you more about the position and some of the comparisons that have been made already to you, and you're not even in the league yet. But you said something that I think is really interesting. You said that at a certain point in your college career, you realized pretty much everybody can run, but the underlying separator was, quote, psychology of sport. I think that's really interesting, and especially from somebody as young as you. So if you had to say, in your opinion, what separates the good from the great?
I think it's, you know, playing the game, you know, above the shoulders, meaning everyone's, you know, I think the game is 90% mental. And a big part of that mental side is just like having the ability to focus, when there's a lot of distractions around you, whenever, you know, with the crowd cheering or, you know, negative self-talk or maybe an injury and stuff like that. Like, it's really critical to be able to focus and lock in those moments.
Elijah Molden is joining us. You know, I'm kind of curious then, like, we're talking about mindset, right? Mindset. So, for instance, when you're finding motivation, does it come from having a chip on your shoulder, or does it come from spending time in meditation and being calm no matter what? In other words, what kind of fuel are you running on?
I think it's just the love of the game, really. And, you know, a lot of people, like, play with the chip on their shoulder, and I've done that before. You know, if you watch the Michael Jordan documentary, he kept on saying, like, he took it personal. So, like, there are certain times where I'll take things personal, but more often than not, you know, I just play for the love of the game. That's enough for me.
Elijah Molden is joining us, getting ready for the NFL draft. And when you talk about the love of the game, your father, Alex, was a first-round pick back in 96. He played 8 years in the NFL. He's a member of the University of Oregon Hall of Fame. So, like, what was it like growing up the son of an NFL player and then going through this whole process with him?
It's just funny just because a lot of the people, a lot of the coaches and scouts that I meet with, they went through this process with my dad, you know what I mean? And it's been fun just kind of recounting the early memories I've had. Some of the first memories I ever had was of him making plays and getting interceptions and hanging out with his old teammates. So football's kind of always been in my life. You know, I think just more so than that, you know, I can't imagine him doing anything else than what he did. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's just my dad.
He's just your dad, but I wonder, like, is it cool when you find guys that played with your dad or played against your dad or coached your dad and they've got stories about him? Is that kind of cool to hear?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because, I mean, I'm sure I'll do this when I'm a father, but he loves to talk himself up. You know what I mean? And I love mixing and matching the stories that I get from him and the stories I get from other people. more often than not, they add up. You know what I mean? But it seems like every time he recounts something, it's like he got one more interception than the last time he told me, or he jumped this much higher than the last. You know what I mean? So.
It's making me laugh. That's really funny. Like, yeah, he jumped this much higher. He ran this much faster. He put 225 up this many more times. I was going to say to you, like, does he say things to you like, hey, man, I'm really proud of you, but you ain't me and you never will be? Or does he say things to you like, hey, man, you can do stuff that even I couldn't do?
I mean, I think we play similar, but also we have our different strengths and weaknesses. Like he can jump higher than me, but I'm also quicker than him. And I think in terms of our technique, we're pretty similar. Obviously, like, we're like the same size, but it's never really a competition. More often than not, he'll give me the benefit of the doubt just because he never had a dad who was able to share all the experiences with him.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on that, Elijah, because I'm fascinated. I think it's just so cool that you and your dad played and had a really, really nice career, and you're about to start your career. Fact of the matter is, we can go on and on about comparisons between you and him, but there's so many other comparisons made. I mean, Buda Baker, for instance, was on NFL Network, and he was hyping you up, talking about your versatility, and saying that you remind him of himself. Knowing Buda and his game and what he did at the University of Washington, what did it mean to hear him talking you up the way he did?
Yeah, I mean, knowing Buda, I think I just respect him just because of how much of a hard worker he is. You know what I mean? I was never fortunate enough to play with him, but from Coach Lake and Coach Pete and my old teammates telling me stories about him, his work ethic is the reason why he's, you know, having success in the league. And, you know, when he talks, you know, whenever he gives me credit, I think it's more of a testament to my work ethic. So it means a lot.
Elijah Molden joining us right now. What about the comparisons between you and Tyrann Mathieu? I got to be honest. Like, those are coming up too. This Tyrann Mathieu, to me, he is one of the guys I respect most of all in the NFL for so many different reasons. I mean, the way he plays the game, the way he carries himself, the way he leads from the front. What's your reaction when you hear those comparisons? And when you watch him on tape, what do you think?
I think he's like one of the players who, especially at that nickel position, like, he really changed the position. I think if you look back, you look at Charles Woodson and Rondae Barber, you know, Chris Harris, and also Tyrann Mathieu. I'm sure I'm missing others, but like there are a few players who really like changed the position. You know what I mean? 5 years ago, you might not be talking about, you know, a nickel being like a starter, but in today's league, a nickel is a lockdown starter now. And really, I mean, I just watched so much tape of him, and I respect, like, all the adversity he's gone through, especially, like, you know, he early in his career with injuries and stuff. And, you know, I think he's a player. I think he's always hungry, you know what I mean? So I respect that.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up about the nickel spot. Like, Bucky Brooks also singled you out as, quote, the best nickel corner in the class. He added, quote, it takes a special player to play in the slot. So you started that point, so finish that point if you would. What's he mean by that? In other words, what does it take to play that position, both from a physical and a mental standpoint? What makes it so challenging?
I think it's the most difficult position outside of quarterback, just because there's a lot of space between you and the slot receiver. And also there's a lot of space he can use against you. You know what I mean? The route tree is a lot, he's a lot more routes to choose from. And really, more often than not, like, as a nickel, you're playing in no man's land. You know, a lot of people corners either play press or they play off covers, like, you know, 7-8 yards. But at nickel, you're playing like 4 yards off sometimes, and that's really tough to do. And that's not even taking in the fact how, you know, more often than not, the nickels lining up the defense, and he's changing calls with different shifts and motions and stuff. So it's a really big responsibility. It's something that when I was a freshman, my goal was to be the best nickel in the country, and I believe I was, you know, the past 2 years at UW.
All right, so a final thought, like, you're getting some run as a potential first-round draft pick. When you hear that, is it important to you to go in the first round, or are you more interested in finding the right fit?
I'm more interested in finding the right fit. You know what I mean? I think it's really important for me to, like, set my pride aside. You know, I think whenever my ego gets in the way, it's never good for me. So right now I'm just taking the time to, like, you know, take in the moment and the opportunity, and I just can't wait to get on the field and show what I have, because I know a lot of people are going to say this and that about, oh, you know, I don't know how we, like, kind of slept on this player. I don't know how we overlooked him. I'm sure to go out there and play, man.
Elijah Molden joining us. 2021 NFL Draft gets underway on Thursday. He was a two-time Pac-12 first-teamer and All-American. My man, Elijah, listen, good luck on draft day. Great to have you on the program. When you figure out where you're going to live and work, I'm going to run you down again, and we'll run this back again. Great to have you on.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you a lot. Great to have you on. I love that. The two things right off the very top. Man, I love having him on. Love watching him play, and I can get into his game, what I like so much about it. The two things I love right off the top, he addressed me by name, and then when I mentioned his speed coach, he said to me, do you know him? Do you know him? He's a great guy. I'm really impressed. I've always been impressed with his play, and I'm really impressed with that conversation.